AP News for Friday, May 28th. I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer chastises Senate Republicans for blocking a vote to form a congressional commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump.
Senators should rest assured that the events of January 6th will be investigated and that as Majority Leader, I reserve the right to force the Senate to vote on the bill again at the appropriate time.
President Biden's first budget proposal is out.
President Joe Biden laid out a $6 trillion budget for the 2022 fiscal year Friday that adds new safety net programs for the poor and middle class and increases taxes on businesses and high-earning people. The budget incorporates the administration's eight-year, $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal and its $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. The budget also adds details on Biden's $1.5 trillion request for annual operating expenditures for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. Despite the proposed tax hikes, the budget would require the government to borrow roughly 50 cents of every dollar it spends this year and next. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hackers piggyback on a trusted source to infiltrate dozens of organizations.
Microsoft Vice President Tom Burt says state-backed Russian cyber spies used an email marketing account for the U.S. Agency for International Development to launch a cyber assault on U.S. and foreign government agencies and think tanks this week. In a blog post, Burt said the effort targeted more than 150 different organizations, at least a quarter of them involved in international development, humanitarian, or human rights work. The hackers gained access to the USAID's account at Constant Contact, an email marketing service. And the authentic-looking emails dated May 25th contained malware. Constant Contact called it an isolated incident, while a USAID spokeswoman said that a forensic investigation was underway. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. All three of President Biden's nominees to the Postal Service Governing Board have been approved by the Senate, meaning a majority of board members are Democratic appointees. Jackie Quinn has details.
There are now five Democratic appointees on the nine-member Board of Governors, which has hiring and firing power over the Postmaster General. Democrats in Congress and some unhappy mail customers have been seeking the ouster of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. He was accused of deliberately slowing the mail, including the delivery of ballots, to help Donald Trump. And DeJoy's been criticized for a steep decline in on-time postal deliveries. The Senate approval of three of President Biden's appointees to the board comes as DeJoy pushes a 10-year overhaul plan. It would further relax mail delivery standards and raise the price of a first-class stamp from 55 cents up to 58.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.